listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. A man has died over the weekend at a CQ prison. The undertaker was called around 8:30 Sunday to the Capricornia Correctional Centre north of Rockhampton. Police report the 40-year-old man died of natural causes. As standard practice for all deaths in custody, a report is now being prepared for the coroner. A busy weekend for car crashes. Police continue to investigate after a car flipped on its roof on Saturday in Gladstone, leaving a man in his 40s with head injuries. In Rocky, police continue to investigate after a car crashed into a tree also on Saturday. It's reported only a male stayed at the scene when police arrived. No other vehicles were involved. Most of us aren't aware that heating water in our homes is the second largest energy demand, equating to around 40% of an average household's energy use. Professor Stephen Kenway, research group leader of water and energy at UQ, says energy benefits of water efficiency are often hidden.
If it's warming water up, whether it's having a shower or a bath or washing the clothes or pumping from a rainwater tank or using in the pool or a hot water bed, or not that we'd need one of them at the moment, but anything that's warming water up or moving it takes a lot of energy. Hence, that means cost.
An easy way to cut costs is to take cooler and quicker showers, change your shower head to reduce flow rate, and alter the cycle and temp of your washing machine. And the Great Barrier Reef will have urgent aerial surveys in the coming weeks after reports of mass bleaching. More than 300 surveys from north of Cooktown to Bundy have confirmed a mass bleaching event is underway, which experts have labelled devastating. Taking a look at local sport, the CQ Cappers have secured a strong start to the 2024 QRL season. Taking on the Western Clydesdales in Toowoomba, our CQ side smashed them 28-10. In their only two clash-ups, the Cappers have now won both times. And if you want more local news, make sure you download our Wee Listener app.